Welcome back to the OU Shnei Mikra series and our study of Parshat Vayetze. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's year we study Shlishi, the third Aliyah, beginning in Perach Havtet in chapter 29 with Pasuk Yudchet, verse 18. Ve'yahav Yaakov et Rachel. Yaakov had fallen in love with Rachel, and therefore he tells Laban, Vayomer, Evadcha sheva shanim, let me work for you for 7 years, Rachel bitach tana, for Rachel, your younger daughter. Recall that Laban told Yaakov, I don't want you to work for me for free anymore. Let me know what salary you would like. And Yaakov said, I'm willing to work for you for 7 years in order that I take Rachel, your daughter, for a wife. As the story will develop, Yaakov, as we know, is tricked by Laban, and he receives Leah first. Therefore, in modern-day Hebrew, the saying Rachel bitach tana is a saying when someone makes stipulations in an agreement and wants to make sure all the details are exact in order they won't be tricked. We use the expression Rachel bitach tana. Vayomer Laban, Laban responded to Yaakov, Tov titi otah lach, it's good for me to give her to you. Mititi ota lishacher. It's better than having her marry somebody else. Shvaimadi, remain with me. In other words, work for me, and after 7 years, indeed, you'll receive Rachel for a wife. Pasuk Chaf. Vayavod Yaakov Rachel sheva shanim. Yaakov worked these 7 years for Rachel. Vayu beinav kiyamim achadim. They passed by for him very quickly. Bahavato ota. He was so in love with Rachel that the 7 years of work under Lavan went by very fast, as he was eager to marry her. Vayomer Yaakov Lavan, Havai tishti. The seventh year had come, and Yaakov tells Lavan, give me now my wife, ki malu yamai, I finished the years that I promised to work for you, vavo ela, and let me marry her. Pasach habet, vayasof Lavan et kol anshei makom vayas mishteh. Lavan, the father, wants to make a nice wedding, therefore he gathers together all of his neighbors, all the people from the area, and he makes a very large party. Vayiva erev, after the wedding ceremony, after the big party, that evening, Vaykachet le'abito ve'eve ota ilav. Instead of giving Rachel to Yaakov, he takes his daughter Leah and brings her to Yaakov ve'avo ilav. And Yaakov slept that night with Leah instead of Rachel. Vaytein Lavan la et Zilpah shivchato. Lavan gave her to Leah also his maidservant Zilpah le'abito shivcha. In order that Leah would not have that much work to do as the wife of Yaakov, Lavan gave his daughter a wedding present, a maidservant named Zilpah, to help her out with the housework. And it came to pass that morning, after Yaakov had been duped by Lavan, v'nehi Leah, and behold, it was Leah he married, and not Rachel. Vayomer Lavan, Yaakov now is angry with Lavan, and he tells him, Mazot asitali, what did you do to me? Halo b'Rachel avadati imach, I worked for you 7 years for Rachel, but lama rimitani, and why did you trick me? Pasach avav, Vayomer Lavan, Lavan responded, Lo yesachin bimkomenu, this is not the custom in our place. Latet atzira lifnei abchira, to give the younger daughter before the older daughter. Here we begin to see Lavan's true character and his trickery. However, Lavan would never admit that he's using trickery. He says, according to Lavan, it should have been obvious to Yaakov that you can't marry the younger daughter without first taking the older daughter. And therefore he says, why are you surprised? Why would you think I would give my younger daughter before my older daughter? If you want Rachel, you had to take Leah first. Therefore he tells him, Malei shavu azot, finish up this week. Finish this week of celebration after marrying my oldest daughter, Leah. And I'll also give you this daughter. In other words, I'll also give you Rachel for the work that you will do for me for another 7 years. Yaakov doesn't seem to have much of a choice, and therefore he agrees to the contract. Pasuk Chavchet. Vayas Yaakov ken. Yaakov did as Lavan instructed. Vaymalei shvo azot. They finished the week of the wedding. Vaytein lo et Rachel bito lo lisha. After 7 days, he didn't have to wait another 7 years for Rachel, only he had to wait the week after he first married Leah, and then 7 days later, he gives him Rachel, his daughter, for a wife. Just like he gave a maidservant to help out Leah, he's going to do the same thing now for Rachel. Vayitein Lavan l'Rachel bito, et bilha shivchato, la l'shivcha. In order to help Rachel with her housework, Lavan gives Rachel also a wedding present, another maidservant, this one, her name was Bilha. Gam el Rachel. Therefore, Yaakov also takes Rachel for a wife. Ve'ehav gam et Rachel mi'Leah. It seems that he liked Rachel more than Leah. That would make sense because he wanted Rachel in the first place. Ve'avod imo od sheva shanim acherot. After marrying Rachel, he works another 7 years in compensation for taking Lavan's second daughter. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, verse 31. Ve'yar Adonai kisnoa Leah. God had seen that Leah was unliked. Not sure whether it meant that Leah was actually hated, but when you have an ahuvan esnua, it's that one is loved more than the other. One is more of a favorite. So So God saw that Leah was not the favorite of Yaakov. Vayiftach et Rachma, he opened her womb, v'Rachel akara. In contrast to Leah, Rachel remained barren. She remained childless. On the other hand, because Hashem felt sorry for Leah, Hashem blessed her with the ability to have many children. Vatar Leah v'teled ben, Leah conceived and gave birth to a son. Vatikra shmo Reuven, she called the name of her son Reuven, ki amra, because she said, ki ra'a Adonai bo'oni, God has seen or God has understood and felt my affliction or my troubles, ki ata yehavani ishi, now that I've given birth to a son, now hopefully he'll like me better. Even though Yaakov's love of Rachel was understandable, it seems, from the psukim at least, that God has empathy with Leah, and the fact that she feels unloved by Yaakov and her inferior position is causing her to be depressed, God sees that oppression and therefore blesses her with many children. This overriding theme that Hashem sees the cries of the oppressed, and throughout the history of mankind, God will ultimately come to help those who are oppressed, is not just a theme here. That's going to be a theme that's going to repeat itself throughout Chumash, especially in the story of the Exodus from Egypt. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, verse 33. Vatar od atelet ben, she conceived again and gave birth to another son. Vatomer, and she said, Ki shema Adonai ki snua nochi, God heard that I'm not liked. Vaitem li gametze, and therefore God gave me this additional son. Vatikra shmo Shimon, she calls his name Shimon, because God heard her cry. Vatar od atelet ben, she conceived again and had yet another son. Vatomer, and she said, Ata pam yilave ishi elai, now my husband must accompany me. Ki eladeti lo shlosha banim, I give birth to three sons. Two sons I can carry by myself. The third son I'll need my husband for. Therefore, my husband will have to accompany me and spend more time with me because I've given birth now to three sons. Al ken kara shmo Levi. Therefore, his name was called Levi. Radak points out that unlike the first two sons, Reuven and Shimon, who were given their name by their mother, here it seems that Levi was given his name by the father. His name was called Levi, because here it says, Alken Karashmo Levi. In contrast to we'll see by Yehuda, where it says, Alken Karashmo Yehuda. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda, because there's no hey after the word Kara. He notes that it looks like that Yaakov himself gave Levi his name. They also bring up the possibility that Yaakov saw in Ruach HaKodesh that Levi would be the forefather of the Shevet of Levi who are going to accompany God and represent him to the other Shvatim. And therefore, for that reason, there's something prophetic about the name Levi, possibly more than the names of the other Shvatim. Pasuk Lamed Hey, verse 35. Vatar od vateled ben, she conceived yet again and gave birth to yet another son. Vatomer, and she said, Hapam odet Adonai, this time I must thank God, Alken karashma Yehuda. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda, Vatamod midledet, and she stopped giving birth. We'll see, she's going to give birth again several years later to two more sons. But in this first time period of giving birth to a child after a child, seemingly within 4 or 5 years, she had four children. So in this early time period of her motherhood, she'd stopped giving birth. Perek Lamed, chapter 30. Vatera Rachel, ki lo yada Yaakov. Rachel saw, and she realized she's not giving birth to Yaakov, she's not having children. Vatkane Rachel bachota. Rachel became envious of her sister. Vatomer Yaakov. She told Yaakov, havali banim, give me sons. Vim ayin, if not, meita anochi. If you don't give me a child, I'm going to die. It seems from Rachel's attack against her husband, she thinks it's Yaakov's fault that she's not having children. Yaakov's going to answer back, Vayichar af Yaakov Rachel. Yaakov became angry with Rachel. Vayomer, and he told her, Hatachet Elohim Onochi, am I instead of God, asher mana mimech privaten, who is holding back from you the fruit of your womb? Vatomer, Hinei amati Bilha ba'i leha. So Rachel says, I'm not having children, so here, take my maidservant, take Bilha, sleep with her, vatevet aberkai, let her give birth on my lap, vibane gam anochi mimena, and then let me build my family and have a son through her. Pasuk Dalet, vatitein la et bilha shivchata liisha, therefore Rachel gave Bilha, her maidservant, to Yaakov as a wife, vevo elea Yaakov, and Yaakov slept with her as Rachel instructed him. Vatar Bilha, Bilha also conceived, vatelet Yaakov ben, and gave birth to a son, to Yaakov. Pasuk Vav, Vatoma Rachel, Danani Elohim, Rachel said, God has judged me in a positive manner. Vegam Shama Bakoli, he heard my voice, he heard my cry. Vayiten li ben, and he gave me a son. Alken Karash Mo Dan. Therefore, the name of that son was Dan. Vatar Od, Bilha conceived once again. Vatelet Bilha Shivchat Rachel ben Sheni Yaakov. Bilha, the maidservant of Rachel, gave birth to yet another son to Yaakov. Vatoma Rachel, Rachel now said, Naftulei Elohim, Niftalti imachoti gam yochoti. I have twisted around my sister through all of God's roundabout ways. I've finally been able to outdo my sister. Vatikra shmo Naftali, and she called his name Naftali. Vatera le'aki amdami ledet. Leah saw that she had stopped giving birth. Vatikach et zilpa shivchata, vatitein ota le'akov li'isha. And therefore, she did like her sister Rachel, and she gave Zilpa her maidservant to Yaakov as a wife to have children from her as well. Vatelet Zilpa shivchat Leah le'akov ben. Zilpa, the maidservant of Leah, gave birth to a son to Yaakov. Vatomer Leah bagad. Leah said, good news has come, or good fortune has come. Vatikrat shmo Gad, and she named that child God. Vatelet Zilpa shivchat Leah ben sheni le'akov. Then Zilpa gave birth to a second son to Yaakov. Vatomer Leah. And Leah said, Bo'oshri kishruni banot. It is my happiness, Leah said. And now young maidens will consider me happy. Vatikrat shmo Asher, and therefore she called his name Asher. To conclude the share on today's Aliyah, I'd like to share with you some thoughts in regard to the name of God that Chumash uses to describe the birth of the children. If you notice back in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, when Leah gives birth to her first four children, she is the one who gives the names, and each time that she names a child, she employs God's name Yudke Vavke. Let's take a look in Pasuk Lamed Bet. Vatar Leah vatelet ben, vatikra shmo Ruvain, ki amra, ki ra'a Adonai bo'oni, ki ata yavani ishi. When she explains why she names her son Ruvain, because Hashem Yudke Vavke saw my oppression or my affliction, and hopefully now my husband will like me better than before. In Pasuk Lamed Gimel, when she gives birth to Shimon, she says something very similar. Vatomer ki shema Adonai ki snu anochi, vaiten li gam etze, vatikra shmo Shimon. And later on, when she gives birth to Yehuda, there she says, "Vatomer hapam odet Adonai al ken krashma Yehuda." In contrast, when Rachel gives birth by way of Bilhah, when she gives Bilhah to Yaakov to have a child, and she gives a name to Dan, instead of using Hashem's name Yud Kei Vavke, she uses God's name Elokim. In Pasuk Vav, "Vatomer Rachel danani Elohim v'gam shema b'koli v'aiten li ben." And later on, when she gives birth to Naftali, she says, "Vatomer Rachel, Naftulei Elohim niftalti imachoti gam yochoti, vatikrashmo Naftali." So for some reason, when Rachel names her children, she uses God's name Elohim, and when Leah names her children, she uses God's name Yudke Vavke. The reason for that, however, is rather simple if we look at the introduction to the birth of these children in each story. If you return to Pasuk Laman Aleph, right before Leah gives birth to her children, we have an introductory verse which pretty much explains everything. There we read, "Vayar Adonai kisnua Leah." God saw, notice here God's name, Yud Kei Vavke, that Leah was hated. Vayiftachet Rachma, he opened up her womb. In contrast, for Rachel Akara, Rachel was barren. In other words, Rachel did not have children. The reason that Chumash gives why Leah was able to have four children within a short amount of time, seemingly within 4 or 5 years, she gave birth to four children, while during the exact same time period, Rachel did not have any children at all, there must be a divine reason for that. We need a reason why, on the one hand, one mother is able to give birth to a lot of children, while the other mother doesn't have children at all. The name that Chumash uses when God intervenes into the course of natural events and does something a little more than the normal, a little more than the natural, that's usually going to be Shem Yud Kei Vavke. When God does miracles coming out of Egypt, it'll be God's name Yud Kei Vavke. When God gets involved in the history of nations, especially in the history of Am Yisrael, the God who sends us down to Egypt, and the God who takes us out of Egypt. The name that Chumash will use consistently will be Yud Kei Vavke, which represents God's presence, Liyot, to be, and His presence being felt more directly within mankind. In contrast to that, the name that Chumash uses for God's presence in nature, in other words, in the day-to-day works of life, people having children in general, the sun rising, the sun setting, the moon, the stars, the rain, vegetation, or pretty much everything we find in the first chapter of Bereshit, the name that Chumash uses to say that all the forces of nature and all the phenomena of nature are not individual gods, but rather they all stem from the power of one God, the invisible God, and even though His presence is not immediately seen or felt, He's behind all these events. The name that Chumash uses for that understanding of God, that's Elohim. When God sees unfairness in His creation, for example, when He sees that the Jewish people are being afflicted by the Egyptians, Chumash will always use God's name, Yud Kei Vavke, or Shem Havaya, to explain how God gets involved. God sees the affliction of the oppressed. We saw the same thing when God came down to check out the city of Sodom. There, the name of God that Chumash uses consistently in the punishment of Sodom will always be Yud Kei Vavke. Therefore, when Leah is able to have children, in contrast to Rachel not having children, The name that Chumash uses for that will be Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, the name that Leah uses when she gives birth to her children, she sees the hand in God, and God getting involved in these events in order that her husband will be more kind to her. Here again, God saw the cry of the oppressed. The name that Chumash, and then later Leah uses, is Yudkei Vavkei. In contrast, in Pasuk Lamed, when Rachel sees that she's not having children, she's jealous of her sister. She tells Yaakov, let me have children. Listen to Yaakov's answer in Perek Lamed Pasuk Bet, chapter 30, verse 2. Vayicharaf Yaakov Rachel vayomer, hatachet Elohim onochi asher menach mimech pribaten. In the introduction to the story about the birth of Rachel's children, when she asked Yaakov, let me have children, what does Yaakov answer? Am I instead of Elohim? Am I instead of the God of nature that's holding back from you giving birth to children? In other words, the natural phenomena of women having children and the whole concept of birth and reproduction, what we call pru urvu, that relates to God's name Elohim, again as described in the first chapter of creation, especially on the sixth day, when God b'shem Elohim blesses man with pru urvu, to be fruitful and multiply. Therefore, when Rachel gives Bilhah to Yaakov to have a child, Rachel uses God's name Elohim when those two children are born. Later on we're going to see, when Rachel herself has a child, Chumash tells us in Pasach Habet, in Perek Lamed, Vayizkor Elohim et Rachel, Vayishma Elea Elohim, Vayiftach et Rachma. When she gives birth to a child, she says, Vatomer Asaf Elohim et Cherpati. So she uses God's name Elohim in the name of her own child, Yosef. However, when she does give a name to Yosef, she herself invokes God's name Yud Kevavke in the hope to have another child, Vatikrat Shmo Yosef Lemor, Yosef Adonai Li Ben Acher. So notice that she's hoping that God will see her sad predicament and maybe give her another child. What's very interesting to note, though, however, is when Leah has her last two children, after the story of the Dudaim, which we'll see in tomorrow's share, there it says, Vayishma Elohim Leah. We're going back to a natural course of birth, and Elohim heard Leah's cry because she had stopped having children. Vatar Vatele Leakov Ben Chamishi. And then when Leah gives birth to child 5 and 6, in a more natural set of events, not one after the other, but rather after a break of several years between them, there it says, Vatomer Leah Natan Elohim Schari. Asher Natati Shifchati Lishi, and she calls his name Yisachar. And when the next son is born, once again Leah uses God's name Elohim, Batomer Leah Zvadani Elohim Oti Zevetov, giving the name to Zvulun. So when we see the two different modes that God uses as he oversees the events, as he hears the cry and the affliction of the downtrodden, we usually find God's name Yudke Vavke. On the other hand, when we have the natural course of events and the more natural phenomena of history, then we're going to find God's name Elohim. Obviously, there must be even deeper reasons than that, but at the simplest level, I think that explains the reason why we find God's name, both Yudke Vavke and Shem Elohim, in the naming of the children of the 12 tribes. So in today's Aliyah, we find the birth of 8 of the 12 tribes. What's very interesting is that the birth of all these children seems to stem from a rivalry between two sisters, and later on in Jewish history, this rivalry between the brothers is sometimes going to lead to disastrous results. On the other hand, when these brothers work together, they're able to achieve great success. In tomorrow's Aliyah, we'll see how the remaining tribes are born, 2 more sons to Leah, and another 2 sons finally to Rachel.